So another thing that I thought was kind of interesting is we asked some sort of basic questions about potential issues or side effects or toxicity with trastuzumab. And of course, the big one is the potential for cardiac problems. And it's interesting, again, we see that when we ask the surgeons, you know, what's the incidence of the risk of heart failure with an anthracycline, without an anthracycline, the numbers of the people who answer are pretty good. And with anthracycline, you know, 3-4% or so.
That's spot on.
Without anthracycline is 1%, you know, they say 3%, maybe it's a little bit high.
0.4 in the BCRG data set.
But the thing that's interesting is how many people say that they don't know. So
that
now 60%. So, and I think it highlights the fact that this is a new issue in early breast cancer.
Right.
What do we know right now about this issue of heart problems with trastuzumab and trastuzumab chemotherapy?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that it exists. It's a problem. I mean, there are discontinuations of the drug during the 1 year of adjuvant trastuzumab. There's a fraction of patients who never even qualified to get it in the first place because their ejection fractions drop after the first 4 cycles of an anthracycline. We have no long-term follow-up safety data on these subjects whatsoever. What's perhaps somewhat disturbing is the long-term follow-up that we do have from the BCIRG. And when I say long-term, it's relative. We don't have a decade, but we do have data out to about 900 days. And there are persistent measurable declines, however subtle, of EF that are statistically significantly lower than baseline in patients who have both anthracycline and trastuzumab. Now, is it okay to lose 3 or 4 percentage points on your ejection fraction if you're asymptomatic? Maybe it is. If you just take a flight of stairs, then you probably get that number back up into the, you know, whatever the baseline range was. But we don't know long-term if those 4 percentage points is going to translate to a higher incidence of late cardiac complications after anthracyclines. So this is a very major issue. I think the late effects of anthracyclines have been underestimated and underreported by oncologists as a community anyway. If you look at the data now coming out from MD Anderson and other groups that have looked at this and children that are exposed to anthracyclines and anthracyclines used even in other diseases, you see a higher number of late complications than we ever really expected. And so this could really be an important issue in the future. And I think the wave of the future is very likely to be non-anthracycline trastuzumab-based regimens.